Daf Mem Dalet. So we got to two lines down from the top. The Gemara is still in this discussion, the whole Maisa of Achan Yeshua. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. It says, when Kadosh Baruch Hu describes to Yeshua what had happened, he says, Achata Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael sinned. So we learn a very important thing here. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Afa Pishachata Yisrael Hu, even though he sinned, he's still called a Yid. So the Gemara goes on to explain, we'll see in just a moment, what he, Averis, he may have done as well. But it becomes part of the discussion here that it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. If a Mumar gets married, is that Kedushin considered Kedushin or not? Meaning, Afal Pi Shechata, he's still considered Yisrael. So according to some Rishonim, it's a good Kedushin because he's a good Yisrael. And even though the Edom might be Edom that are Mumarim, still they're considered Yisrael. So that's what some say. Others say no, only because he was a chaitan one avera, namely he stole from the bizoy of the war. But if a person did a serious avera, such as Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, so that person wouldn't be considered Yisrael, only particularly Achan. So we're going to see a moment that according to some dayas here, that Achan violated the entire Torah. And yet still, Afal Pi Shechata, he's called Yisrael. So this discussion, according to the Marsham, it depends on this sugi here, whether a person who's a chata is considered a Yisrael after the fact or not. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Hayinu Damar Inchi, that's what people would say, Asa, Dekai, Bene Chilfa, a Asa, a Hadasim, Hadas, that's amongst other Aravos, other types of leaves, it's called Asa Shmei, Vasa Karle, it's still called Asa. So even though a person was sinned, he still is among Am Yisrael, he's still considered a Yid. Gemara quotes the further part of the pasuk there, Vegam, Avru es brisi asher tzivisi osam. He also violated the bris I commanded him to do. Gam lakhu minachem, he took from the cherim. And v'gam ganvu, v'gam kichashu, v'gam samu b'chlem. He did all these different things. So what does this mean? So Amr Rabbi Allah, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, bar misparta, milamed she'over achan al chamisha yichum shei Torah. He violated all five books of the Torah. Shinemar Chamisha Gam, the Pasuk says. Chamisha Gam, so that's telling us he says the word rather Gam five times in the Pasuk, so it's Chamisha Chumshe Torah. The Amar Rabbi Allah, more Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Misarfta, Achan Moshech Barlasa Haya. He tried to cover up his the fact that he was Mahul. How do you know this from the Pasuk? Ksiv Hach, it's written Gam Avru es Brisi, he violated my Bris, but Ksiv Hasim, it's written elsewhere as Brisi Hefar, he desecrated the Bris. So the Gemara says, Pshita, of course. Because once we said he violated Chamishi Chumshe Torah, so that means he violated Bris Mila as well. So why does it have to single out the Bris Mila? The Gemara explains, Mal, the same way, what would you have thought when it says Chamishi Chumshe Torah? Fine, he did most of the eras. But the mitzvah gufei lo pakar. But the mitzvah itself, he was not mafker himself so much. He wasn't going to violate his body in violating the Torah. Kamashman, he went so far to even be made for Bris. Gemara says further, Vichy Asa Nivala Yisrael. So he did in Nevala Yisrael. The pasuk describes what Achan did. He did something disgusting. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Milamid Shabal Achan Nara Murasa. He was Boel on a Nara Murasa. How do you know this from the pasuk Nevala? Ksiv Hach is written here. Vichy Asa Nevala. Ksiv Hasman is written there. This week's parsha happens to be parsha Kiseite. It says Ki Asa Nevala Yisrael. You do something disgusting with an Am Yisrael. That's in context of Nara Murasa. So we see that he violated Nara Murasa as well. What? No, Russ is engaged. Lashon Arison. A young girl who's engaged, not fully married though. She has a din of an Ashes Ish, but it's more serious than an Ashes Ish. More serious Onish. So he's Ba on Nara Murasa. Or Zipshita, of course, because then we say he violated Chamishe Chumshe Torah. That means that he violated every single vera you could possibly violate. Mara says, no, Mal the same. Kule Hailo Pakar Napshe. He didn't go so far. Baal Anar Murasa is pretty bad, so he didn't go that far. Rashi explains Kuli Hai, what's so bad about Nar Murasa more than any other Vera. Rashi says four narrow lines down, Rala Shemaim Rala Brios is bad, it's Bein Adam L'Makom, it's also Bein Adam L'Chavero. Why is it Bein Adam L'Chavero? Because Levayish is Mishpachto, interesting, because it's going to embarrass his, or rather her family, Ula Osa Abayla. And I would think that the Pashup Shah would be Ral Labrio says you're taking a guy's wife away. Right. According to some Rishonim, there's some level of Geneva there. Rashi says no, because you're embarrassing her family and you're making her usher to her husband. Fine. Gemara now says Kamash Milan that this as well, even though that's so bad, he still violated Nara Murasa. Gemara then says Vichy Asa. I did that one already, sorry. Kamash Milan, fine. Ravina Amar Dine Kinara Murasa de Beskila. No, Ravina says he wasn't Ba'al Nara Murasa. He had some self-control. What it means is he had the din of Anara Murasa, in that just like a person who's Ba'al Nara Murasa is Chai Veskila, so too Achan was worthy of Chai Veskila. He did another Avera, Chil Shabbos, let's say, that was worthy of Skila. So Amar Le Reishlak Reishkalusa Li Rav Huna. Ksiv, the pasuk says by Achan, Vayikach Yeshua es Achan ben Zerach ves Akesev ves Aderes ves Lashon Hazav ves Banav ves Benosav ves Sharu ves Chamor ves Tzonav ves Olo ves Kol Asher Lo. So all these things they took and they got rid of all them. They killed them all. And what happened was Ve'im hu chata Banav uvnosav machatu. So Achan violated an aveir, but to hold his wife and children responsible for that, what's the need? What did they do wrong? According to your reasoning, take it a step further. So granted, he did an aveira, but now we're holding the entire Am Yisrael responsible. That the entire Am, the pasuk goes on to say, was held responsible. That doesn't make any sense. That's not very fair. And so the Gemara says, Ela hachanami, ela lirdosan, hachanami kdei lirdosan. What does lirdosan mean? They wanted to instill fear in everyone who was there. So Rashi explains here, lirdosan means sheyiru es kilkula. Everyone should see, the witness the event, kind of like what we have by Sota. We want women to come see the event of Sota. V'yizharu, they should be warned, b'atzman, they should take by themselves some musr, v'lo yosifu limol b'cherem. So what took place here is that the pasuk is describing that they brought an entire family and all the Amis, so they brought them to the Eimek Achra, where the Achim was going to be killed. Everyone was forced to see this in order to be serving as a deterrent that no one should do anything like this ever again. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk further in Yeshua. It says, "Vayusufu osam be'esh vayiskula osam bavanim." They burned them in the fire, and then they stoned them with rocks. Betarti, you give him two. You burn the guy, then you stone the guy. You kill him with one misa. We don't give two misas to a guy. There's no such, once a guy's dead, you can't kill him a second time. So Amaravina, Haroi Lisrefa, Lisrefa, Haroi Liski, Liskila. Whatever was worthy of burning being was burnt. Rashi explains, Kesef and Vizov, Vigadim, you can't stone those. You can, but it's not effective. So they burnt the gold, silver, and the clothing. And that which is worthy of Skila, Rashi explains, which is the Shoro and Behemosav, that they stoned. Says the Gemara further in the Pasuk, Ve'era Bishalal Aderes Shinar, Achas Tova, Umasayim, Shkolom Kesev. I think it's all part of the pasuk, right? Okay. So Gemara says, Rav Amar Itzala de Milsa. This is describing some piece of clothing he had. So a very fancy piece of clothing. So Rav says it's an Itzala de Milsa, which Rashi explains is a talis shel tzemer, wool garment, Naki ben Yomo, that was very clean, Shemechabinin oso lemilas, Mabishin lava shelo yislache tzemaro. Something you wear on the outside, so you shouldn't get your other clothing dirty, it seems. Is there a definition for this in English, a good word? Oh, I have it in front of me, actually, here, English. Okay, a fine cloak, beautiful. Okay, that shitas. Rav and Shmuel Amar, Sarvala de Tzreifa, which Rashi explains, Tzavua betzrif shekorin alum. What do they say that means? Alum, don't know what that is either. Okay, apparently a certain type of color. Okay, they explain the machlokas here is whether or not what made this garment so special, was it because the material or was it the color that was used? Gemara now says, Vayatzukum lefnei Hashem. What happened was Yeshua had spread them out in front of Hashem. What does that mean? So Amar Rav Nachman ba v'chavatum lefnei makom. He did something very interesting here. He took the all the spoils of the war and he threw them down in front of Hashem and he said, Ribono sholom al elu terog rubo shel Sanhedrin, because of what this one guy did, stole all the spoils of war. You were killed 30 a rove of a Sanhedrin. Dechsiv, how do we see that Rove Sanhedrin was killed? Dechsiv, Vayaku mehem anche ha'ai kishloshim v'shisha ish in Ai, a place called Ai, around 36 people were killed. That's a half a Sanhedrin. V'tan yishloshim v'shisha mamish, and the Raisa says, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that 36 people were killed there. And Amar le Rabbi Nechemia v'chishloshim shisha hayu, were really 36 people killed in Ai. Says, V'halo lo nemar ela kishloshim v'shisha ish. It was like 36, but not actually 36 people. What does that mean? Ella ze Yair ben Menashe, who is Sheshakel connected Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. He was such a great person, he was equal to half a Sanhedrin. But either way, Yeshua got very upset that either Yair ben Menashe was killed or 36 people were killed in light of one guy. He threw it down. That's what it means. V'yitzukum lefnei Hashem. He threw them in front of Hashem. He slammed them on the table and said, this is the reason for this? So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, my dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says Tachanunim Yedaber Rush? A person speaks, a poor man speaks, what they say, supplications here. The Asher Yane Azaz, and a rich man speaks very brazenly. So what is referring to? Tachanunim Yedaber Rush, a person who is very poor speaks softly, is that Moshe? The Asher Yane Azaz, a wealthy person who spoke very strongly, is that Yeshua? That's referring to the Maisa that he threw down the stuff. My time, why was Yeshua so brazen? If you're going to tell me because he took the stuff and he threw them in front of Hashem. He threw them down in front of Hashem. So did Pinchas not do the same thing? And Pinchas wasn't described like this, so what makes Yeshua different than Pinchas? So where do we see Pinchas did such a thing? He threw it in front of Moshe, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, "Va'yamod Pinchas va'yifalav teatzar magefa." Pinchas stood and he davened, and the magefa stopped. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar va'yispalel lo nemar. Doesn't say he davened. Ela va'yifalel. There's no tough there. It doesn't say tefillah. What's va'yifalel? She'asa plilus imkono. He had a dispute with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will. What does that mean? The Brisa explains, "Ba v'chavatim l'fnei Abakum." He took Zimri. And he threw him in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, "Amar lefanav Ribono Shalom." After he killed Zimri, Ribono Shalom al elu yiplu asrim va'arba arba elof Yisrael. In light of one person's terrible deed, you killed 24,000 Jews. Dichse vayihu amesim b'magefa arba v'esim elof. So we see, even though none of us would talk like that, we see Pinchas spoke like that, and Yeshua spoke like that as well. They're in a different place than we are, but you're not going to be described as Yana Azos. That was apparently somewhere a normal way of talk for a leader. Ella Mehacha. From the following pasuk tells us that he spoke in a brazen way. Lama hevarta heviras ha'am hazeh hayarden. So after they were killed at Ai, a few people were killed at Ai, says Yeshua, "Why do you bring us over the Yarden?" So what was so bad about that? Moshe nami meima amar. Moshe said the same thing. Lama hariosa lama zeh. Why do you bring ra, evil, to this people? So that's apparently a way that people would speak. So again, not that it's accepted, but either it's saying that that was normal for leaders to speak that way, or Yeshua wasn't exclusive in speaking this way. Others spoke this way as well. So what was the way that Yeshua spoke, that he was the only one who spoke in such a Azaz way? So the Gemara concludes here, Ela Mihacha, from the following word, V'lu hu'alnu v'neisha be'evar yardin. And only had we chosen to sit on the other side of the yardin. So I'm not sure what makes that any different than the other statements before, the one before where we said, why do you bring us over the yardin? Why is this any different? But, okay, apparently this is some form of speech that no one else had spoken other than Yeshua. Gemara now says, "Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua kum leich." He says to Yeshua, "Get up and go." So what does that mean? Get up and go. Darish Rabbi Shila Amar Lei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shelcha Kasha Mishalhem. What you did, he's holding Yeshua responsible. You are the cause of this downfall. How so? Ani Amarti. I said, "Vahaya Ba'avrucha Mesa Yarden Takimu." I said, in the moment you cross the Yarden, you should build the stones. Va'atem Richaktem Shishim Mil. But you waited 60 mil until you got to Har Evel to build the stones. So you delayed everything. And therefore, you were held responsible, because had they built the stones right away, nothing would have happened. They wouldn't have, this whole situation, would never have happened. So you should have listened to me right away, and therefore you're held responsible. So then, Basar Dinafik, after Shila, who made that drasha, he left the room. Okim Rav Amora Alev Vidarish. Rav had appointed a speaker. They used to have people speak to amplify the voice. Rav didn't have a strong voice, so he chose his speaker, and he whispered in his ears, and he said the following drasha. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe avdo, kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua. Just like Hashem commanded Moshe, so too he commanded Yeshua. V'chein asa Yeshua, that's what Yeshua did. Lo hisir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He didn't leave anything out from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. So im kei ma'at ha'melomer kumlach, his wife said, get up, you should get up, implying that there's some level of guilt on the part of Yeshua. So Amar Lei, Hashem says to Yeshua, ata garam telahem, you caused this to happen. Behainu, because since you delayed the kamer lei ba'ai vasisa la'ai ulamalka kasher asisa liricho ulamalka. It says in the pasuk you should do an eye like you did in Yericho. So what's happening here is Rashi points out that ata gramta lahem. Rashi says shelo yihalacha le'esar lahem bizas Yericho. Yeshua was the one who on his own said, no one's allowed to collect from the spoils of Yericho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never instituted such a Tzivoy, only Yeshua did. Now because Yeshua had instituted it, and then Achan went against the statement, the Tzivoy of Yeshua, that led to this whole sugya here. Had Yeshua never had done this, and he never asked the spoils of Yericho, this event never would have happened. So he's being held responsible for this.
What was the concept? Why did he put that...
Because there are other events in the Midbar where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done this, so he wanted to do the same thing. But he was never commanded, so he just kind of understood. He thought, oh, this would be another application. Hashem doesn't tell you to do it, so I guess you shouldn't do it. So Gemara now quotes the pasuk, Vayihi behayos Yeshua b'Yericho v'yisa ina v'yar. When Yeshua was standing in Yericho, he lifted up his eyes and he saw, he looked away, there's a man who was coming to him. Vayomer lo kiani. So he had the whole conversation there. And so he asked, are you an enemy of us? And he says, no, Vayomer lo kiani sar tzva Hashem ata basi. I came for the now. So Vayipol Yeshua upon of arta v'yishach. We bowed down, he gave kavod to the malach. So asks the Gemara, there's also a parallel discussion in the Gemara of Megillah in the beginning, Heicha Avid Hachi, how is Yeshua able to bow down and give proper kavod to a malach? The Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezra Rabbi Yochanan, hold, Aser lo le'adam she'itein shalom l'chaveir belayla. You can't greet a friend at night because chashinun shema shedu. Perhaps he's some demon. So maybe when this person was approaching him, or this being was approaching him, maybe it was a shade. How do you know he wasn't a shade? So shiny hasam, because the kamer lay ani sar tzva Hashem ata vasi. I came for the now, and we have a mesorah. He said, I'm a sar tzva Hashem. I'm a malach. I'm not a shade. But Dilma Meshakri, maybe the shade was lying. He was saying he was a malach when he really wasn't a malach. Gemir, we have a tradition that dilo mafki shem shemayin levotala. We know that a shade won't use shem Hashem unnecessarily. So when he says it's ani sar tzva Hashem, we could trust that he's a malach. Look at Tosus in the bottom here, just for a second before you turn the page. Tosus writes, "Chashin and Shem Shedu Dafka v'Sados u'Beharim Makom Shein Bnei Adam Metzuyim D'Shchichas Sham Shedim." So, in a place of fields and mountains where people aren't frequenting, so then that's a common place for Shedim. A few bayom, even during the daytime, there's such a concern of not greeting friends there. Kidahi the Perak Basa Diyivamos Shalal Lahar. Aval be'ir, in a city, afilu b'layla lo chashinim. But in the city, at nighttime, there is no concern. You are allowed to greet your friends in a city. Di lav hachi, heyach adam nosin shalom l'chaveir b'layla. It happens every single day, every single night. People say hello to each other. So when you leave Ma'ar at nighttime, you can't say hello or goodbye to people? Certainly not. So he says the chiluk is not an issue of layla versus yom. The chiluk is really yom, ir versus sadeh. And first he asked for the heyach isha miskaresh b'layla. How could you divorce a woman at nighttime? Fine. Why do we the Gemara answer this way? Okay, there's another answer the Gemara could have given about different shadows, but those shadows are not recognizable at nighttime, so that's why the Gemara gave a different answer. Either way, the chiluk is between a city versus a field. Fine.
When did the shadim disappear? I mean, not disappear, but when did we actually...
No idea. No idea.
Today we still think about shadim?
Depends, and typically not.
Rabbi has a svara that the Rambam said there's no such thing, and so the question is, but it's all over Shas that they were shadim. So somebody said, when the Rambam said there's no such thing as a shade, it means he wiped the map.
Uh-huh. Very good.
He said that's it, they're gone, and we don't have to worry about it.
Very good. I thought the Rambam says that it all depends on your perspective. If you think that they're shadim, so then they're shadim. If you think they're no shadim, then they won't affect you. That's what I think Rambam says.
If you leave an Ayin Hara, you're going to have it. If you don't leave an Ayin Hara, right.
Okay, so the Gemara now says in the top of Amud Beis, Amar Lei, so the Malach says to Yeshua, Emesh Bidaltim Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. Yesterday you guys forgot to do the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. V'achshav now, Bidaltim Talmud Torah. Now you didn't learn. So what happened? Al Eza Mimbas. He asked, so which one are you coming? Which one's a bigger problem? So Amar Lei, Atavasim, coming for the now. At is a reference to Limud HaTorah. So Miyad Vayon Yeshua Belaila Hu Besocha Emek, and immediately he went down to sleep. What it meant is he went to be in Emek of Amar Rabbi Yochanan Melamed Shalon Beumka Shotor. He was involved be Osek be Torah. So they point out here that Mistama Yeshua was learning as it was. He was learning. You tell me he wasn't learning. He was learning while he was battling. He was learning when he had free time. But what he wasn't learning Be'in. He was learning Be'kis, if you will. He wasn't learning Be'in. So they point out here, they view this, use this Gemara as a Raya, that it's called Bitul Torah. If a person learns Bekias over Ian in terms of the quality, that's considered Bitul Torah. Because of course Yeshua was learning, but he just wasn't learning Ian. So even learning Bekias is considered Bitul Torah if a person is capable of learning Ian. Now, obviously you have to have a balance of Bekias and Ian. If you don't have Bekias, you're not going to be able to learn Ian. But that's a whole other discussion. But either way, there's an interesting raya that they bring. So the Gemara now says, Amr Shmuel bar Unia Mishmei the Rav Gadol Talmud Torah Yosim Yakravos Timidim Shenemar Atavasi. The very fact that Malach Zem coming for the now, which is referring to Talmud Torah, and he's not concerned as much with the Karbanos, tells us that Limud Torah is greater than Hakravos Tamidim. So Amr Le Abai Le Rav Dimi, Hi Krav, this pasuk b'ma Rava b'may Mok Minishlei. Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, as we know. So Abai asked Rav Dimi, what do they learn in b'ma Rava? What do they learn in Eretz Yisrael in this with regard to this pasuk? So he says, Al Tete La Riv Maher Pen Ma Tase Bachrisa Bahachlim Oscha Reach. What does it mean? Do not go forth, don't leave quickly, because lest you Pen Mata said, what will be Bachris Bachim, what's going to be the end? Bahachlim Oscha Reacha, when your fellow puts you to shame. Rivcha Riv Esreacha, fight, have a discussion, argument with your friend. Besod Acher Al Tigal, but do not reveal the secret to another. What does this mean? So Bishasha Amar Lakadish Baruch Yecheskel, when Hashem said to Yecheskel, Lechem Orlehem Yisrael, go tell Am Yisrael, Avich Amori, Vime Chitis, your father was an Amori and your mother was a Chitis. So Amri, what does this mean? Ruach Pasconis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came along some Ruach, some spirit, came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Ribono Shel Olam. So he says, why do you say such words? Im Yavo Avram Vesara V'yamdu Lefnecha, Avram Vesara come in front of you. Ata Omerlam, you're going to tell them, Umachlam Osam, and would you say to them, and would you humiliate them? Rivcha Riv Esreyacha V'sod Acher Al Tagel. It says in the fight, when you have a discussion with Am Yisrael, don't bring up the don't reveal the secrets of the avos. So there's some deep conversation here whether a person should go back and talk about the shame of their history of where they came from. That's what seems to be the discussion here. So what's pointing out here is when you give tochacha to Am Yisrael, give tochacha for who they are and not for where they come from. So umi islay rishus kuli hai. Does a malach have such rishus to speak in such a way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell him he's saying the wrong type of tochacha? In he does. A malach does have such a koach. Damar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Shemosh Yesh Lo. A malach has this particular malach has three different names: Piskon, Itmon, and Sigron. Why? Piskon is sheposek dvarim klabi malach. It's able to say things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will. Itmon, she'otem avanoseim shel Yisrael, because it shuts out the sins of Am Yisrael, it tries to cover them up. And Sigron, kaven shesoger shuv eino poseach, once it finishes its closing arguments, so it's no longer going to have another discussion with the Kadosh Baruch Hu on this particular, whatever the issue might be. So then the Gemara goes on to the discussion of Yeshu and Ai now, then that city called Ai, hayaroch shu'acha lovitzar. So it says, did you arrange your prayer, Ayaroch is Lashon of Aroch to put in order. Shuach is also Lashon Yeshua to daven. Did you arrange? Did you Yaroch Shuach? Did you arrange your Yeshua Lovatzar and when you were not bitzar in trouble? So what does this mean? Amar Belazar Liolm Yaktim Adam Tfila Litzara. A person should always daven before a tzara happens. Don't wait for the tzara to happen and then daven. Try to preempt it with a tefillah. Shil
Mole. How do you know the tzara is going to happen? What's he davening?
Yeah, I guess if you're encountering something that might be dangerous, so Tfilas HaDerech, let's say, that would be an example of, you know, where there might be an error where there could possibly be Tzara, try to preempt it with a Tfila. Shil Mali lo hiktim Avram Tfila Latzara, Bein Beisel Vein Ha'ai, lo nishtayer mirisha yisha yisrael sar depalip. Had Avram Avinu not daven before going from Beisel to Ai, so there wouldn't be anyone left from Avram Yisrael. We'd have been completely destroyed during the times of Ai. So because Avram davened, when he went from Beis El to Ai, that saved Yeshua generations later before that tzara happened. So again, you just daven for everything should be good, I guess. Reish Lakish Amar, Kol HaMa'amets Asma B'Tfila, anyone who strengthens himself, Lashon Amets is to be strengthened. A person's Kol HaMa'amets Asma B'Tfila, Milamata, down below, he strengthens his Tfila, Ein Lo Tzarm Milamala, he will not have any tzarm, any enemies up above. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Liolam Yivakish Adam Rachamim Shiyu Hakol Ma'aptin Es Kocha. A person should always daven for Rachamim from Hashem to allow him the Malachim, where they explain here, to strengthen his power. Val Yehilo Tzarim Milamal, not to have any Tzarim, any enemies above. This is a very important sugya in that discussion of when we daven to or from Malachim to help us out here. That's a whole part of the discussion. Slichos is coming up soon. There's certain parts that some very stark Litvisher will not include, it seems like you're davening to the Malachim, but obviously we're not davening to Malachim, we're just asking the Malachim to help us take our tefillah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and have it answered. So this is a very important sugya. I don't think they quote this though, but as we're learning this right now, it seems to be very, very important of having the Malachim being Mevakish Rachmim on our behalf. Fine. Gemara now says, we're back to our discussion of Sanhedrin and our Mishnah before. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Minayin Shekiper Lo Vidu, how do we know that the Vidu of Achan brought Kaparah to him? So Gemara now quotes a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Shekiper Lo Vidu, how do we know that he was granted Kaparah for his Vidu? Shenemar, it says, Vayomer Lo Yeshua, Me Achar Tanu Ya'akarcha Hashem Bayom Hazeh. And Yeshua said to Achan, why do you achar tanu? Why have you made it ugly? Why have you ruined it for us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to achar ha, he's going to ruin you on this day. So, hayom hazeh ata achar, only today are you going to be disgusting and ugly and ruin them. But in the future, you're going to be granted kapara. Uksiv, it's written further, B'nei Zerach, Zimri, Ve'esan, Ve'heman, V'chalka, V'dar, Kulam Chamisha. These were the five sons of Achan. My Kulam Chamisha, why does it say five? We know how to count. Kulam Chamisha, Liom Haba, that they're all going to, all five of them are worthy of Olam Haba. Kulam is love, that they're all getting Olam Haba. So we see from here that the Vidoy was brought a kapar. Ksiv Zimri, Uksiv Achan. So it's written here that Zimri was a, what was from Zerach, but it also says Achan came from Zerach. So what was his name? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Achan Shmo. His name was really Achan, but Lama Nikra Shmo Zimri. Why was it called Zimri? She also Ma'ase Zimri, like the end of Parshas Balak in the story of Pinchas. He did the same actions as Zimri in a similar way. The Chadamar Zimri Shmo. Others say really his name was Zimri, but Lama Nikra Shmo Achan. So why was he called Achan then? Because she Ikein Avanosein Shel Yisrael. Because he snaked. It says here he wound the iniquities of Israel. He wound them. He brought them together. He like a snake. He rounded them up in such a way. Fine. In many of the fathers, a person doesn't know how to give a proper vidui. So Rabbi Huda Omer, there's a bridge version you could say. The Nakos Atma, but what he shouldn't say was, remember that he shouldn't say I'm going to be cleaned of all my sin except for this one because I didn't do this a very wrong. We should not to say that. So Vinaka Atman. So why not? So why is it such a problem for him to clean himself of this this aveira, meaning what? Reuven was being killed for Chil Shabbos, and he knew he didn't do anything wrong. And he's being taken out to be killed and to be stoned. He says, I didn't do this aveira. So now's your time to do vidui. So he says, I'm confessing that this Misa is going to be kapar for all the aveiras I've done except for this one, because this one I didn't do anything wrong. And the Gemara says, no, don't do that, because it's going to, everyone's going to do that, and then no one's going to get the proper kapar for the aveira they're being killed for. So the Gemara asks, why not? Let him clear himself from all of error. He did nothing wrong in his eyes. So Kadesh Lalotzi Laz al Batidinam Vala Ha'edim, because it's going to be bad, a bad reputation for Bezdin and for all the Edom. So because of that, he's not allowed to clear himself. Tanur Rabban the Braisa says, Ma'isa Ba'adam Echad, there's once a story of a person, Shiyatza Leharig, he's going out to be killed, and Amar, they say to him, Em Yesh Bi Avon Zer, Lote misasi kapara l'chol avonosai. If I did the sin, so I'm making a tanai that this misa won't be a kapara for all my sins I've ever done. Vim ein bi avondet. And if I don't have this sin that you're convicting me of doing, te misasi kapara l'chol avonosai. Let my death be a kapara for all my sins. Who based in v'chol yisrael menukin and all bezdin and klaiso will be clear of my death. But the Edom will not have any clearance of because it's not really Bezin's fault. The Edom testified. So Bezin has to listen to the Edom. But I'm not going to grant Mechila to this Edom. When they heard this, Amru, they say, we can't bring him back to do this because Shekvar Nigzer Gzera. Bezin already made Gzera to kill him. We have to kill him. It's the responsibility of the Edom. At this point, where is the pshita? Of course, kol kamine. Is it really the power of this individual to do this? That he could put the responsibility on? It's his. He's doing putting the responsibility on the Edom. It's always the Edom's responsibility. What's the chiddush here? So Gemara says lo tzricha the kahadre behu sade. It's referring to that the Edom were chozer on their testimony. So now that they're chozer on the testimony, which is fascinating, so Gemara says v'chi hadre by my havi when they're chozer. So what's the big deal? Because kaven shehigid shuv eino chozer magid. Because once an aid gives testimony, you're not allowed to be, you can't be chozer in this anymore. And therefore what? So what's the chiddush here? So once it's been accepted, the judgment is final. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, it's only needed for the following case, da'af agav deka yav time l'misayu, even though the, wait, hold on, let me get this clear. But what's the question, pshita kol kamina? We said it's so obvious, backtrack for a second, then the Aiden wanted to say, again, when this person said the Edom are liars, so we take them out to be killed anyways, Marsha Pshita, of course we can. We don't accept this person, the Nidon who's being killed. We don't say, Kol Kamina, does he have the right to disqualify the Edom? That's such an obvious point. And Marsha says, no, it's a situation where the Edom are chozer. So Edom are chozer, so that's the situation where we're saying here that maybe then the Beis Din said it's the responsibility of the Edom at that point. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'chi hajib hu mai havi, even when the Edom are going to be chozer, who cares? The Kaven Shikit to Shuvinim chozer magid. Once they give a testimony, they can't change it anymore. So that's obvious as well. What's done is done. And so the Gemara says it's a case of lo tzricha da'af agav dehav taimai, who even though they gave the reasoning for this, the Messiah, this is who the Edom gave the reasoning as why they retracted, or rather why they've lied in the first place. Still, maybe you would think then that we should accept the retraction. Kamashma, that no, once the Edus is given in, it's final, there is no going back anymore once Bezdin gives a Gemar Din. That doesn't make sense to me, though. If the Edim walk out, if they say they were...
Mistake.
So how would you continue with this process here?
How long did it take for the sentence to be done?
No idea. I think it's pretty quick, much quicker than our Besdin, our court system.
Right, so if the guy's gone, he's gone. If they already stole him, what are you going to do?
But it sounds like on the way out while he's being killed, it says. It's just fascinating that the din is that in Echanami, if the Edus is in and we went through the whole process, even though they retracted, it's final. It's a big chiddush. It requires an tzarachin.